Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm your host, Bonnie Gray. Have you ever felt stuck in a cycle of worry, stress, or anxiety? Well, we can break free. We can break free when we know what the lies are and what the truths are that set us free. There are many stressors and triggers in everyday life. And sometimes we feel so isolated. We feel like we're the only ones. So today on our show, we're going to break those myths. In other words, we're going to expose the lies, and then we're going to talk about the truths that will set us free. So make sure that you pour yourself a cup of tea and enjoy this podcast show, and invite your friends that are also wrestling with stress, who want to break free from stress, worry, and anxiety. We can encourage each other. So sit back and relax. I'm going to empower you with today's soul care tip. That's going to be a simple way to lower the anxiety that you're experiencing and spark joy and peace to restore calm to your body and to your emotions.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I'm Bonnie Gray, and I'm the author of 4 books. All these books have to deal with wellness, but what I really want to invite you to come and join is the Break Free from Stress, Worry, Anxiety Summit. That's right, and it's free. It's an anxiety summit to help you break free from stress, worry, and anxiety. Just go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And you're going to be able to get a free pass. It's happening tomorrow, October 18th, for 3 days, 18th, 19th, and 20th. This anxiety summit is very special because there's going to be 20 plus experts for this online summit. Holly Girth, she is a life coach and an author and counselor. She invited me along with 20 plus experts to talk about anxiety, stress, and worry. So if you're struggling, are you struggling with fear, battling worry, or tired of pretending that you're fine? Well, you're not alone. We're going to talk about how to get encouraged. Second, have you felt just guilty? Maybe somebody's told you just pray about it and it doesn't seem to be working. Well, you're not alone, and we're going to take away that guilt and shame because we're going to give you some practical tips on how to break free from anxiety, worry, and stress. This is an online conference. You don't have to fly in an airplane. You don't have to go anywhere. Just in the comfort of your home, you can be blessed by 20 different speakers that will be joining us, that you can get practical tips because, you know, everybody has a different anxiety journey towards healing. And so the more we can hear other people's stories, the more we can learn from one another. Just head to thebonniegray.com/subscribe and you'll see a link. You just click on that link and you'll be registered free to attend this conference, this anxiety summit. Again, that's thebonniegray.com/subscribe. The other free event I want to bless you with is a free writer's conference. I am going to be teaching a session with over a dozen other speakers on how to break through writer's block. If you ever want to write a book, You must have a God story. Each of us has a God story. You want to share how God has brought you through to bless others. I want to encourage you to sign up for the Flourish Writers Conference. If you go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe, you're going to find a second link that you can click on to register for the free Writers Conference. It's happening here this month in October. So don't miss out on this. If you know a friend who wants to write a book, publish a book, please pass her this link. And it's only happening now in October. So make sure you sign up for that. I have been super busy, but it's good busy to put together these two talks, these sessions to equip writers who want to write God's story, but want to overcome writer's block, because it is anxiety ridden, isn't it? So I have some really good practical tips to help writers also with the Break Free Anxiety Summit. So make sure you go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Okay, so I've given you these wonderful goodies, and I want to jump right into the three lies that lead to anxiety and the three truths that set you free. This is just to get us started, because these are kind of like nutrients for your soul, just some vitamins for your soul that'll help you. One of the first things that I encountered when I started feeling anxiety, and in my case, panic attacks even, and my books, you can go on Amazon. You just go to bonniegray.com/books. You'll be able to see all the books that I've published, but they're all about, you know, how to heal from anxiety, worry, and stress. But reason why I'm so passionate is because when I first encountered my anxiety and stress, I was already a mom and I never experienced them before. So I was really shy about talking about these quote unquote taboo subjects. I didn't want people to think there was something wrong with my faith, but unfortunately, those were some of the first responses I got, which was, well, are you praying enough? Maybe there's some hidden sin that's going in your life. And I want to talk about three of some of the biggest lies that I encountered. And I want to set you free from the guilt. That's the number one thing. There is a lot of guilt. There's a myth that says, you know, if you worry, then you're sinning. If you're worried, then you're sinning. But that is a myth, because many people think that, well, Jesus commanded us not to worry, specifically Matthew 6. Well, the truth will set us free. The truth is that Jesus encourages us not to worry. It's not a command where we would sin if we worry. It's more like we're living in a world that's broken. We're living in a world where there are problems and issues that pop up. And it's because of God's love that we can come to Him. Now, what I love about God's truth is that we can see what the truth is. So I want to remove that guilt from your shoulders that you may be carrying. You're not sinning when you worry. And in fact, Jesus understands that life on this side of heaven does have worry, but we don't need to continue in our worry. Well, let's look at some of the tips that Jesus gives us. This is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow or reap, store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them? And look at what else God says. I love this part. He says, look at the birds. The second thing he says is, see how the flowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. And I see here that, you know, there's kind of two causes about our worry. And one of them really stems from tomorrow. Says, don't worry about tomorrow. I think it's the uncertainty of what's going to happen, whether it's going to be, you know, tomorrow, literally, or tomorrow, meaning an uncertain future, this coming month, the end of the year, even the holidays, maybe as it's coming up next month, or even next year. What is going to happen to me or my friends or my family? There's finances, there's jobs, there's children. You know, the issues just don't stop, right? But Jesus says that we don't have to continue to worry. And in fact, he points us to great tip is to look at the birds and to look at the flowers. When we have anxiety, our body just responds physically with the quickened heart rate and our blood pressure goes up and our mind goes into this fight or flight mode, which actually becomes very hyper-focused on problem solving. It's actually the way God wired our bodies is that when our body senses that there's something that might cause danger, immediately helps us to hyper-focus on whatever the problem might be. The problem with that is that we kind of get stuck in that overthinking mode and it's hard to shake the worry. So instead of feeling guilty that you're worrying and instead of criticizing yourself by being hard on yourself, it doesn't work to say, stop worrying. In fact, Jesus says, we don't have to continue to worry. And he points us to these two tips is to look at nature. Studies show that simply looking at nature, whether it's trees or birds, being outside, studies show that it significantly reduces the stress hormone called cortisol. That is what spikes our body to be in the anxiety mode. And depending how severe it is, anxiety is going to present itself differently through your body and through mine. At the most extreme during the time that I was experiencing anxiety, I mean, even triggered panic attacks. But as I found ways to heal, help my body to release the anxiety, then it became, you know, I noticed that I was overthinking or I was staying up worrying and unable to sleep because the body is just heightened. But it means that God is, he understands how our body has been wired. And we need to just give signals to our body that we are safe. We are okay. So being out in nature is one instant way that the body responds.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The second thing that we can do is to take a walk. This is so simple, but sometimes we think it's so simple, we don't think it'll work. We sometimes wait until we feel like we're in the mood to feel better. We wait until we're in the mood to take a walk, and it's the opposite. It's right when you're not in the mood, and you might even body may be responding with depressive feelings. So taking a walk is also another way to send that signal to our bodies. It releases serotonin, which is a mood boosting hormone, and even dopamine. If we are going to listen to music, something that you enjoy listening to, just put on those earbuds as you take a walk. And your body, the way God created it, will do its job to release these soothing hormones, mood boosting hormones as you're listening to music and you're walking. Right there, we've busted a lie that it's sinful. And in fact, it's the opposite. We can draw closer to God who comforts us. So we move into take action that helps you to experience God's peace and comfort. The second lie that we often hit when we have anxiety is shame. And the lie and the myth is that if you don't have peace or joy, you must not be trusting God enough. I heard this. This is well-meaning. I know the person who said it to me was well-meaning, but she had said, well, maybe there's some hidden sin that's happening in your life. You're not trusting God enough. You're leaning on your own understanding, and there's some area of your life where you're not trusting God enough. You know, I really took it to heart. I felt so bad, and it made me feel worse because I was like, oh no, what is it that I'm not trusting in? But yet, as I went through the process of looking at scripture and also reflection and prayer, I realized looking at God's word that when the truth is that emotional honesty is part of our faith. And peace and joy doesn't mean the absence of problems or even of anxiety, but that in the midst of our anxiety, we can go to God. Wow, that is true peace. Peace is a person. Peace is not a strategy. Peace is not the absence of trouble or even stress. And you know what's amazing? The verse, it's so beautiful in Isaiah 26, chapter 26, 3. You will keep in perfect peace in him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Well, you know the word perfect peace? It doesn't mean a peace that's like no troubles. It means wholeness. The perfect peace means gathering different parts of your heart that might even be broken, gathering parts of yourself that seems to be hidden. It's a gathering wholeness, which is shalom. In Hebrew, it's shalom, and it's actually a knitting back together. It means weaving yourself back together again. So there is some journey to explore. What is it that you're missing? What part of your wellness? Could it be emotional, physical, social, or spiritual? And in our previous podcast last week, we talked about, you know, different ways that of wellness that God wants to restore. So those four areas, I want to ask you, what is the area that you may be needing? Physical, spiritual, emotional, or social? Want to invite you to take a soul care quiz. I just created it, and I want you to help me to even review it. I'm getting ready to release my fourth book, and I'm creating this soul care quiz as a way to as a tool to help others and invite them into the book and the study that the book will offer to help lower stress. I'm not going to give away the title yet. There's going to be a big reveal next month, but I want to invite you because you're my community, you're my people, to check out that soulcarequiz.com and let me know if there's something there that you loved. Give me that feedback. It just is great to hear how it's helping you. Soulcarequiz.com. Okay, so back on, what are the tips that we can restore this peace, this wholeness? Well, what's great is that we can journal. Studies show that if we journal just even for 10 minutes, the type of journaling is expressive journaling, where you talk about the things that bother you. Expressive writing is what's going to help you to lower the anxiety. And research shows that we had a UCLA brain imaging study. Participants were asked to watch videos and pictures of people that were experiencing negative emotions like fear, anxiety, anger, sadness. And when they watched it, just even watching people experiencing negative emotions, people's anxiety shot up. Blood pressure was up, heart rate was increasing. But when they were asked to view these images again, but label them, just name the negative emotion, their bodies return to calm. So it shows us that we only need to name what we're feeling as part of the way to release that anxiety. And it's counterintuitive, right? We tend to want to hide what's bothering us because we don't want people to withdraw from us. We don't want people to judge us. And there's a sense of shame. But in fact, when we name it, then the anxiety, the parts of our brain that has anxiety, it will start to calm. So the tip is then to journal those negative feelings. Or second, even more powerful, is to talk to a friend. Research shows that those of us, when we're in times of stress and worry, if we can talk with somebody in person, we are able to then our bodies will release this beautiful calming chemical called oxytocin. When we hug somebody, even when we smile and we meet somebody and we start expressing what it is that's going on, our stories, it shows, studies show that our resilience, the response, resilience is the ability to just, you know, respond to our stress. It increases. Have you ever found that you just be talking to your friend and before your friend even gives you any tips, perhaps, or input, you already kind of came up with an aha moment. Doesn't that happen? Well, the part of our brains, when we talk it out or write it out, it moves from the amygdala over to a more logical part of our brain. And then we get our aha moments. Well, that is the second myth that I wanted to expose. And the third myth that I wanted to share with you is very important because Jesus said when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says that my soul is overwhelmed. My soul is overwhelmed to the point of death. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed, if it's possible, the hour might pass from him. That's Mark chapter 14, verse 34 to 35. And the myth is, if we were to pray more or study God's word more, give thanks more, rejoice more, then we will have peace that surpasses all understanding. But the truth is that faith is not emotional amnesia. Faith gives us courage to face into our brokenness. And we need others. Look at Jesus. He has prayed. We see him in scriptures praying alone all the time to his heavenly father. And yet the worst night of his life where he just broke down and cried and said, it's just all too much. Is there another way? Jesus instead invited three of his closest friends to witness what we might call, you know, this emotional breakdown of his tears. And yet he surrendered. He wanted other people to be there. I believe, this is just my personal opinion, so that it could be recorded in the scriptures. But we see that he allowed those who were close to him to see that struggle. And then also because Jesus, he overcame the temptation to despair. He was willing to surrender to the cross. So I just want to invite you into this last truth is that Jesus opened his arms to us. Those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me. That's what Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28. We can rest with him. We don't have to hide. And this is the most freeing part of lowering anxiety. That's something we have that the world doesn't have. We have Jesus who has experienced anxiety as a human experience, and yet he overcame it because he loves us. He wants to heal us with his presence. He wants to heal us so that we don't have to be lonely. And that's such a big part of lowering anxiety is knowing that we're loved just the way we are and that we have a loving Savior who holds us, gathers us in his arms to help us step through the valley or the difficult times in our lives. Well, I just want to pray for us. Want to pray for us as we step into this week, wherever you are at. I want to just encourage you that God sees you, he loves you, and there's nothing that can separate us from God's love. Calm me, Lord, as you calm the storm. Still me, Lord, and keep me from harm. Let all the tumultuous waves within me cease. And enfold me, Lord, in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today's promise comes to us from Psalm chapter 32, verse 7. For you are my hiding place. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Friends, remember to attend the Anxiety Summit to break free from worry, stress, and anxiety at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. You'll see a link where you can click it. You'll be registered free. It's happening October 18th, 19th, and 20th with 20 plus other speakers. And if you are a writer or long to write your story, join me at the Flourish Writers Conference, also free at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And I can't wait to see you next week. We're going to be talking about what to do when you do worry so that you can breathe and stress less. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. And yes, follow me at The Bonnie Gray on Instagram and Facebook. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.